Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host. It is really, really great to have you here with me today. It's an absolutely gorgeous spring day today. Just so beautifully warm. Quite windy, so I apologise if you hear wind buffeting my window as I chat to you today. But so warm and so nice for the second day of spring here in Tasmania. Loving it. Just loving it. Before we go to the little chat that I have with Scotty at Ultra 1065 this morning, I just wanted to remind you that you can sign up to my newsletter at ruthamos.com.au, or you can even sign up on Patreon, patreon.com/quietlife, and support me for as little as $1 a month. And also that I'm really willing to come and do chats, you know, talks, workshops, and speaking events at your church or group or youth group or wherever people are feeling overcommitted and need someone to help them say no. So there's all the ads out of the way. But I said last time that we would talk about rewards more, and so this time I am talking about rewards, reward charts. So I have a listen to what I said to Scotty this morning on Ultra 1065.
Good morning, this is Ultra 1065. Ruth Amos is with me again. Morning, Ruth. How you doing?
Good morning, Scott. Really good, thanks.
So what are we talking about?
Well, I was going to say we're talking about star charts. I call them star charts. When I Googled to do some research for today, I thought maybe we should call them reward charts. Well,
I said, what are we talking about before? And you said star. I'm like, oh, that sounds very new age.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, maybe we should call them reward charts.
Reward charts, yeah.
So tell us about them.
Well, you know, you do it for kids. In fact, my research said that it works really well for children about age 3 to 8. I think it works really well for adults aged about 30 to 80. It's just to give you a boost. And I think that some of us, this won't work for everyone. I know this won't work for everyone, but some of us actually like stickers and like playing with stickers. So I think if there's a particular behaviour that you want to encourage, and I think this is a short-term thing. I don't think it should be a really long-term thing. But a particular behaviour you want to encourage, say being in bed for 9 hours a night or going for a walk every day or drinking 6 glasses of water or, you know, those sort of anything really, practising the piano for half an hour.
Yeah.
Make up a star chart, a reward chart for yourself, and when you do it, you give yourself a sticker.
Nice. What about if I'm going to the gym 5 days a week? And then if I do that every day of the week, I get myself a large pizza as a reward.
Yeah, no, I think that the rewards, well, like, I love ice cream as a reward, but I think rewards could be things other than food.
What?
For example, a movie night or,
nice.
Buy yourself a new book, which would be very, very cool. Or if you're a pedicure, manicure kind of person, that sort of thing, or maybe a couple of nights away, or, you know, a special dinner with your partner, or especially like if you're doing this together with a partner, then it's very cool because then you can say, all right, when we've achieved XYZ, we can go for a weekend away. I think the important thing with that reward is that you write it down, because I may be weird here, but I can promise myself something. And then when I actually get to the point of, hey, I've done the job, I've got the reward, I go, oh, well, you know, obviously it wasn't that hard because I did it, so I don't really deserve the reward. No,
yeah.
I think you need to actually come through and reward yourself.
And I think recognizing those achievements, you know, and the fact that you've been disciplined enough to do something, you know, like I think you should reward those because I think that's a big part of it is, you know, looking forward to, okay, if I do this, then I should reward myself for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't mean you stop and that's it. You know, it just means you go, okay, what's next?
Yeah, for sure. And so I think, yes, this is a short-term boost. And if it works well for you, heck, go again. But yeah, it's a short-term boost to try and get you into a new habit or a new way of doing things. And it just, you know, for me, putting the sticker on the chart is a really big dopamine rush for me.
This is the inner child coming out.
Yeah.
See, but I love it that you said this is for adults too, because I've always thought of that as, oh, that's for kids, you know. But I actually think for me, a star chart or, you know, like a rewards chart would actually work really well.
Yeah.
So I love this idea.
Yeah. And if you look, if you Google again, you'll find a whole lot of excited adults saying, I can actually use stickers now. And, you know, because you love them as kids, but that doesn't mean you don't love them as adults. And that you get some very funky stickers now. So, yeah, it's a fun way of giving yourself a boost into an activity that you really want to do.
I love that. Now, as you're saying, you'll expand on this more on your podcast.
Absolutely.
So make sure you go to ruthamos.com.au.
Yep.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Fantastic.
Thanks for popping in.
So as always, a really fun time chatting to Scott this morning. He seems to be a little fixated on that large pizza for working out at the gym. But, you know, I understand. I understand. After you do all that work at the gym, you want a large pizza, really. Oh, dear. This goals thing, it's a little bit more complicated than it looks at when we first check it out. A few years ago, I had a goal, which was to get better at saying no to things that I shouldn't be doing. And I wrote about it in my book, My Year of Saying No. And one of those chapters I'm going to tell you a bit about now. See, the thing is, I'm very good at saying yes when people ask me things. I don't even think about it. I just say yes. Yes, of course, because I don't like that discomfort that comes when you let people down or disappoint them. It's just a feeling. It's nothing to be scared of. I just don't like the feeling. And so I get myself in all sorts of tricky situations where I'm upset and doing things that I don't really want to do because I haven't had the guts to say no. So when I was really working on this in my life, and I am a bit better after a year of working on saying no, I am a bit better. I just want to let you know I have improved somewhat. But going back to that time in my life when I was really thinking about it, I decided to make myself a reward chart for saying no, for having those difficult no conversations. So as I say, these reward charts can apply to anything. And I think it had about 15 steps or something. It was this, Moz printed it out for me, this picture of a princess walking to a castle, and it had all these love heart shaped stepping stones on the way to the castle. And so every time I had a difficult conversation with somebody, I put a gold star on the stepping stone. It wasn't a big reward, that gold star, but it was just enough for me to say to myself, yes, I did it. I did. I had another one of those really hard conversations. And so when that was all finished, the thing that I didn't do, and that's why I think it's so important now, is actually write down what my reward at the end was going to be. Just even the effect of putting stickers on the chart was enough for me without even building up to a reward at the end. But when I got there, I didn't know what to reward myself with. So I think I ended up having a couple of nights away by myself, which was absolutely beautiful. But next time I think I should put a label on the castle saying two nights away at a B&B or something like that, that a reward that I'm going to give myself. And it might be chocolate and it could be a big pizza, but there are all sorts of ideas. So anyway, let's think about this star chart, this rewards chart that we're talking about. I think it needs to be short term. I think if you put too many stepping stones or spaces for stickers, you can get overwhelmed by it. And I know that there's a whole thread on Reddit actually about the chain method, where you just put a red cross in every box and you're hoping to make it just consistent, that you always every day do the activity that you want to do. And that's one way of doing it, and that's a reasonable way of doing it. When I first heard about it, it was said that Jerry Seinfeld had this method, this streak method or don't break the chain method, where he came up with a new joke every day, and every time he did it, he put a big red cross. But that's been brought into question now. So you can look at it and you can look at it long term, but the problem is with that is that if you have a very nice long streak of red crosses and you miss one, you can just drop the whole thing and say, I can't do a long streak like that again. I'm not even going to try. So I think maybe a better way of using these rewards charts is just as a little booster, as a get you started, as a, you know, maybe 10 or 20 steps, and maybe not even giving yourself the pressure of having to do something every day, but just giving yourself a reward when you do the thing. So that's what I'm talking about today. Having a chart that doesn't have to have a pretty princess and a castle on it, but a chart with places to put stickers and a reward for if you fill up all of the steps on the chart. So maybe you have 15 or 20 or 10 steps. Give yourself a bit of a challenge, but not too much. And every time you do the thing, you put a sticker on the chart. And when you filled up the chart, you get the reward, which is written on the chart. So let's have a think about how this works, really. So the first thing you've got to do is decide on the activity that you're measuring. And the important point with deciding on the activity that you're measuring is that this needs to be an activity that you can do. So we're not talking about losing kilos. I don't want you to give yourself a sticker for every kilo lost, because that's, like I was saying last time, outside of your control, not something that you can actually actively control. But a sticker for every time you go to the gym, perfect if that's your thing. I always find that I'm going to exercise examples in this, and I don't want to sound like I'm completely focused on weight and diet and exercise. There are so many other good goals in the world, so I'm apologise that that one's the first one that always comes into my head. Let's think about other things like cooking a real meal. You might want to improve your cooking skills, trying a new recipe sort of thing. One that I read that I really liked is the idea of spending 9 hours in bed. So you are going to give yourself a sticker every time you were in bed without your phone for 9 whole hours. Writing 300 words for me, obviously, when I'm trying to draft a novel, that is a really good step for me. Maybe you need one for sitting in silence, you know, meditating or spending time with God for 10 minutes every day. This is just any activity or habit that you really want to boost in your life. But make sure that it's something that you are in control of. You know, leaving on time for work is a nice one, but only if you're in control of it. If this relates to other people and it just makes you more anxious because they're not getting ready and you're not going to get your stickers because they're going to be late, then we need to think of something else there in terms of getting prepared or, you know, did you put your keys and your bag and whatever in the right place the night before? So it's activities that you are in control of. Don't overcomplicate it. You know, you can look at your life and you can say, yeah, I want to improve in this and this and this and this. And so I'm going to do 4 sticker charts and I'm going to put them all up on my wall. I think, great, you know, full marks for energy and enthusiasm, but maybe you should try with one and see if it works first and not overcomplicate the whole thing or try to change all of your life at once. So don't overcomplicate it. Figure out what you're going to be working on and write that down on your star chart. It might also help to write down why you are working on this thing. What is the reason for you getting your 9 hours sleep a night? What's that going to do in your life that's going to make your life so much better? You know, why are you wanting to spend silent time with God for 10 minutes a day? Well, it's going to give you a clearer mind and it's going to help you to live your life in a less stressed and less harried way. That's great. Write that down so that you know what you're doing and why you're doing it. Okay, the other thing that we need to write down, probably on the other end of the reward chart, is the reward you're going to get. So something that's meaningful, something that's worth working towards, something that you really want to have or achieve, let's write that down as a reward. So reward ideas could be going for a bike ride, going for a movie night, buying yourself a new book, buying yourself a new toy. Toys aren't just for kids either. Maybe you need a new Lego set. As I said on the radio, manicures or pedicures, if you're that kind of, see, I'm so not that kind of person because I'm just too introverted to sit opposite somebody while they're giving me a manicure. But if you do it and you love it, make that your reward. It's good for you. Maybe an afternoon off to read a book, maybe an overnight at a B&B or a special meal out or, you know, the sky's the limit. Whatever it is, find your reward. Oh, it could be linked to what you're doing too. So if your thing is that you want to go to the gym more often, then your activity is go to the gym. Your reason why is because it gives you extra energy in your day. And your reward could be, after 20 times at the gym, I get to buy myself new gym clothes. It can be related to what you're doing. So there we go. That's an idea. So we've written down the task. We've written down the reason why we're doing the task. And we've written down the reward. And then you've got your star chart. So you need to buy your shiny gold star stickers or your really funky merit stickers or your excellent themed Marvel Universe stickers or whatever, and every time you do the behavior, you stick it on the star chart. So once again, don't make it too long. Don't make it 50 or 60 or 70 stars. Don't make that bar too high. You are just helping boost yourself into an activity. If you have to wait 100 days or 100 stickers before you get any kind of reward, then you're going to lose focus and there's going to be a half-finished sticker chart sitting on your wall shouting at you every time you walk past it. And this is supposed to be an encouragement and not a nagging exercise. So I think go for, 3 or 4 weeks worth, no more than that. I'm not basing this on any scientific studies. Unfortunately, in my little bit of research, I couldn't find any. Anecdotally, I think that these star charts work for children for about 2 weeks and then they fall over. And so I'm thinking for us, we're not going to be doing much better than a couple of 2 or 3 weeks of activity. So yeah, don't make it too big. That's what I'm saying. So there you have it. That's your basic star chart. You've got your activity and the reason why. You've got 2 or 3 weeks worth of places to put stickers, and then you've got your reward at the end. Go ahead, do the activity, give yourself an instant reward with a sticker, and then a larger reward when you've achieved everything that you wanted to on that star chart. One last thing, when I was doing research for this, I found the best use for star charts that I've seen, and that is to help you with your mood. So if you are a person who is feeling a bit down at the moment, and you know, COVID struggles, like totally understandable, you might look back on your days and think, gosh, I was miserable the whole time. But you can use a star chart to track that. So instead of using it for when you've done something, you can do it so, oh, I felt a bit positive just then, had a nice thought, was happy, and stick a star on your star chart for when you had a positive thought or a positive mood. And then when you look at your star chart, you will have a physical representation of the fact that you had some good days in the past month, and I think, or some good moments, and I think that's a wonderful use. Also, you can use it as a sort of gratitude journal. So if you don't have time to write down your gratitudes, you can instead, if you're just feeling thankful for something, stick a star on your star chart, and you will see all of these twinkling stars of things that you felt thankful for at the time. So it's a record of your positivity, your gratitude, your good times. And, you know, I like that use. I think it's a beautiful adding of joy to your life. So, yeah, I think that these reward charts are a great, fun, just little joyful, excellent encouragement device. And I encourage you that if you're trying to get yourself to do something, anything at the moment, this might be a fun way to try. And I would love to hear from you whether you have tried a star chart. See, I call it that. I have called it that forever. But a reward chart in your life. And I'd love to hear how it has worked for you. And yeah, what you think about it. So drop me a line, ruth@ruthamos.com.au, or find me Ruth Amos Author on Facebook, or look for me on Twitter @aquietlife. And I look forward to hearing from you, and I will chat to you soon.